Now, this is in Ohio, big city in southern Ohio, Cincinnati.
Cincinnati.
And the city where the Derby is in Kentucky is Louisville.
Louisville?
Mm-hmm. You know that city? You've heard of it?
Yes.
Okay. Now, this is countries, there are three countries in Europe. Paris is in
France.
And Moscow is in
Russia.
And, no, this next one's kind of hard. Dublin.
Ireland.
Oh, yeah. Nobody ever knows that. If I ask you about how far it was from here to Benton, you'd say it's about
30 miles.
Okay. Okay, the most common Protestant denomination would be
Baptist.
Yeah. If two people became members of the church, you'd say they
converted? Or is that what you want?
Joined. Would you ever
join? Yeah.
Yeah. And in church, we say we pray to
God.
And you say the preacher preaches a
gospel.
Okay. Or a
sermon.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then the piano and the organ provide the
music.
And if you really like the music, you'd say, oh, that music is so, it's really
pretty.
Okay. How about, oh, there's a song that says, oh, what a something morning.
Beautiful.
Mm-hmm. If you had a flat tire on the way to church one Sunday, you might say, oh, church will be over
by the time we
right.
Get the flat.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, the enemy and opposite of God is called?
Devil.
Mm-hmm. And what is it people think they see at night to scare them in a graveyard?
Ghost.
And a house that's got, you know, the people think they have ghosts in it. They
haunted.
Now, if somebody gave you a choice about something, you'd say, well, I'd take this one, but I'd
rather take the other one.
Really good. I'm really sharp tonight. you're getting one of these really hard ones. Have you ever heard the
Well, they're hard.
Well, they are hard for people, though. I mean, really like that one. That one's really hard. Do you know the expression, in terms of amount somebody has, right smart? Have you ever heard anybody say, he has a right smart of land? No.
No.
Yeah, that's a country expression.
Well, I've seemed like I've heard it, but I've never said it.
If somebody came to visit you and you enjoyed their visit, you'd say, well, come
see me again, see me soon.
Mm-hmm. What would you say when you meet somebody on Christmas?
On Christmas?
Mm-hmm. Or, you know, kind of a greeting, a Christmas greeting.
Merry Christmas.
Sure. How about on the
first? You meant like meeting them, you know,
oh, yeah,
or something.
Oh, yeah. How about on the 1st of January, you'd say?
Happy New Year.
Instead of saying thank you, sometimes some people might say I'm much
obliged.
You say, I have to go downtown to do some
shopping.
And you made, so you bought something. So the storekeeper took a piece of paper and he
wrapped it.
And then you got home and you
unwrapped it.
If you had to sell something for less than you paid, you'd say you had to sell it out of.
Well, sell, I don't understand if there's,
well,
you want a word or expression,
yeah,
or what?
Do you know sell it? Do you know sell it at a loss? Do you know that?
Sell at a loss or sell it for less than I
right.
paid for it.
If there was something you saw that you liked, but you just didn't have enough money to buy it, you'd say, I really like that, but it just
cost too much.
Yeah, exactly. When it's time to pay a bill, you say the bill is
due.
And if you belong to a club, you have to pay your
dues.
And if you didn't have any money, you'd have to go to a friend and try to
borrow.
Exactly. And like back during the Depression, money was really
scarce.
Mm-hmm.